Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
The Royals get destroyed at home. Jeff in Blue Springs hits up the text line, says, Vern, just play highlights from the wild card game. No, that would just frustrate all of us. Just make us all sad. What an embarrassment. 14-1. Royals beat down in a season full of beatings. All right, listen, there's nothing to talk about with this game, with this team, after this 13-run shellacking. Now, feel free to call in if you want to talk about the game. I'm happy to take your phone calls. I just can't imagine there's anyone that wants to talk about this game, so I actually want to know something else. Now, if you do want to discuss whatever the hell that was, excuse me. Here's the phone number, 913-586-7610. Excuse my language. It's just so... Oh, man. Anyway. Whatever. 36 games below 500. Am I really going to get upset about this one? I know I shouldn't. But I'm angry. I don't even know what you would say if you did want to talk about this game. Anyway, here's the phone number if you choose. Phone lines are open. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. Yeah, there's nothing to discuss with the team right now, with this game. It was a disaster. It was hard to watch. You kid making his big league debut throws 40 pitches in an inning. I mean, I feel bad for him. He's a big leaguer, though. Man, whatever. Again, phone lines, text line, 913-586-7610. All right, here's what I want to know. Because all these nerds in the media are all sorts of fired up about John Sherman's press conference tomorrow morning. If you haven't heard about this, Royals owner and CEO John Sherman will hold a press conference tomorrow morning at 9:30. You know we'll have it covered. I'll be here. You're making me sit through a 14-1 beatdown and then you want me back here? Anyway. Just disgusting. Anyway. So the owner and the CEO is going to talk to the media tomorrow at 9:30, and everybody, you know, we need answers. What do you want me to ask? I already know it's going to turn into just a bunch of stuff about the stadium, and I'll be real with you, I don't care about the stadium right now. I don't at all. They're 22-58. I don't care about the stadium. Downtown, Northland, Kauffman, play at Arrowhead, I don't care. But I understand you do, and, you know, we're supposed to work for you guys and all that stuff. But I don't care about the billionaire getting his new stadium. He's going to get it. You know that, I know that, we all know that. Anyway, okay, so yeah, maybe we find out information. What do you want me to ask? Because I only have one question tomorrow. Again, I know all the nerds in the media are going to have all their, what about this? When's this? What are you going to do here? As if he's going to tell you anything. The only thing I care to find out is, hey, John, can you give me a winner? Is it possible to give me a winner without a new stadium? That's all I want to know. Yes or no? Can you put a good baseball team on the field without this new stadium? That's the only question I have tomorrow. I know I should have more. I know I should be into this downtown stadium stuff. And I mean, every time I turn on the station, six, you know, whatever. TV, radio, that's all anybody's all fired up about. You know, give us the dates and where's it going to be? And man, I don't really give a darn right now. I'd love to think we have power as voters. We don't. They're getting whatever they want. Can you just give us a good baseball team? One that doesn't give up at least 9 runs in 20% of their games? And that's what it is right now. We're 80 games in. Tonight was the 16th time the Royals allowed at least 9 runs. Not even halfway through the season. And they're giving up 9 runs once every 5 games. Yeah, great show, Vern. Yeah, really. I understand this isn't quality radio right now, but what do you want me to ask tomorrow? 9:30 in the morning, we'll have it for you live. What's on your mind? Let me do something for you. God knows I'm not delivering a quality product right now. I'm too agitated. So what can I do for you tomorrow? Because this one's already lost. Obviously, the game's over, but this post-game show is in the bag already, too. What do you want to hear tomorrow morning when you tune in to Fesco in the morning and you hear from the Royals owner and CEO? What do you want me to ask? Fesco texted me earlier today and said, hey, the question I want you to ask is, what's the holdup with the stadium? All right. So I got that, and I got my question. What do you want to know, Kansas City? 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Phone lines are open for you. Royals just get beat down. Just destroyed. 14-1 in a baseball game. When was the last time the Chiefs trailed by 14? And you get 6 points for scoring in football. Was it the Super Bowl against the Buccaneers? Have they trailed by 14 since then? I can't. They have? Chris Unocero, you're in my ear telling me that they have? Raiders game at Arrowhead. Okay, well, that's good. Did they win that game? I'm guessing they did. Yeah, of course. It's the Chiefs and it's the Raiders. Of course they won that game. Royals did not win this game. 14-1, the final score. We get to your thoughts after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. You know the only thing better than pizza? Free pizza. Every day at 2 o'clock, The Drive is giving you the chance to win a free pizza from our friends at Pizza Tasio. All you have to do is tune in, listen, and win. Then you can enjoy one of their delicious pizzas from one of their 7 locations around Kansas City. The Drive and Pizza Tasio are teaming up to give you free pizza.
It's awesome!
Every day, just by listening right at 2 o'clock on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's postgame show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Royals get beat down tonight, 14-1, the final score. They lose the series to Cleveland. They hope to avoid the sweep tomorrow afternoon. Zach Greinke squaring off with former Cy Young Award winner Shane Bieber. A pair of Cy Young Award winners squaring off. A 1:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air at 12 noon. John Sherman will speak with the media live on 610 Sports Radio. At 9:30, we'll have it for you. My game notes following this 13-run loss. My game notes presented by Jay's Southland Tow Service. My two favorite moments from the night before we get to your phone calls. My two favorite moments, number one, the kiss cam. At the very end, they showed this wonderful couple, you know, what, 50 years old, maybe 50. And, you know, husband, wife, they kiss. And then she realizes that they're the last ones on the kiss cam. And she looks to her husband and says, we're the old people. Right? That's how they always ended with the old people. Well, if you're listening, neither one of you looked like the old people. That was one of my two favorite moments. The other was there were these two guys my age. right? 40 something. Wolf down an entire pizza, each one of them. And then they rip the box in half and use the pizza box as a fan. Brought a tear to my eye. That's the kind of pig tendencies that I respect. Inhale an entire pizza, and then you're so full and sweaty, and it's 104 degrees at first pitch. Let's use that pizza box as a fan. So what do you want me to ask John Sherman tomorrow? Everybody in the media is all fired up like we're going to find out a bunch of stuff tomorrow. What do you want me to ask? I'm not that keyed up for it. Let's go to Will in Wichita. Will, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Will, what do you got tonight?
Well, thanks for having me on, Vern. We all know it was a brutal night, so glad we can talk about something other than the game. To be honest with you, I would like to know specifically what John Sherman Fields has gone the worst this season. What's been most disappointing for him? I think most concerning is that there's a good chance he gets on the stand tomorrow, talks about how, oh, you know what, the season hasn't gone well. I'm pretty upset about it. And then he goes on to talk about the stadium. Nobody wants to hear about that. So I want him to dive in to what went wrong and then how he's going to fix it.
Okay. All right. I'm writing all this down. I appreciate it, Will. Now, there's no question. Yeah, the stadium will dominate. But I think the stadium will dominate because the media loves talking about the stadium because it gets a lot of you all riled up. Now, look. And this is coming from a sports radio guy, okay? You know, sports radio, we're in the candy store of life. You know, the newspaper, people that work at the Kansas City Star, you know, real journalists, you know, I'm not knocking them. You know, good on them. You should be doing the legwork for the community. I understand that. I'm not trying to put down real journalists. But us entertainers, or people that are supposed to be entertainers, television, radio, you'll notice, even though John Sherman's happy to talk about the stadium and answer whatever questions we throw his way, you'll notice tomorrow when you're listening live at 9:30 right here on 610 Sports Radio, you'll notice that the questions are also all about the stadium. I mean, right before opening day, I remember sitting in the press conference with Mr. Sherman. I was the only one that asked a baseball question. Everyone else wanted to talk about the stadium, even out in spring training. The only thing people wanted to bring up was the stadium and the television deal. So it's not as if it's only John Sherman. I want to talk stadium. It's media as well. Let's head up to Iowa, talk with Jonas. You're on 610 Sports Radio. What's going on, man?
Hey, thanks for having me on. I was just wondering about how maybe a question you could ask him, and of course it does involve the stadium. Do you think you'll ever see it from another approach from a different team, the owner, about, you know, the Orioles were good with us at the same time and then bad with us at the same time? You know, a new stadium wasn't the answer for them. It was obviously continuing baseball and just baseball strategy. Do you think you would ever have the chance of just looking at it from a new point of view of the stadium isn't always the answer? It's the baseball team that you want to come first over a new stadium.
Mm-hmm. I got you, Jonas. Well, he's been on the other side, right? He was a part of the ownership group in Cleveland. So it's not as if he's only known baseball through Royals colored glasses. To that question, because I've asked in the past multiple times, what do you say to Royals fans that believe you're only focused on the stadium? I've asked him that multiple times, and his response has been, you got to be able to chew gum and walk at the same time, which is fair. It's a fair point. He has enough people working for him that you should be able to juggle both. But then he's quick to mention the first thing that I think about every single day is how do we get this baseball team better? And I'm not one to sit here and call him a liar. He's always been friendly, cordial, honest, it seems, with me. So I'm not going to assume anything different is going to happen tomorrow. But okay, yeah, you bring up the Orioles and Yeah, honestly, Jonas, to me, that goes right in line with what I was already planning on asking. My only question that I really care to get answered tomorrow, and that is, can you deliver a winner for this city without a new stadium? Or without, like, if you don't get a new stadium, does that mean, you know, futility in perpetuity? Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Let's go to Roger in Lee Summit. Roger, you're on the postgame show. Royals lose 14-1, but I want to know from you is, well, what do you want to know from John Sherman tomorrow?
Well, I agree with you. The question should be about baseball. So, you know, how's he thinking Q's doing? And, you know, what how are we going to stock the minor leagues with real players? And apparently we let all the minor league players come up, and that's okay. You know, we're going to try them all out. I had a good game tonight. It was 90 degrees, but I saw baseball is beautiful again. Like, there was two brothers played catcher in first base. MJ owned his childhood friend on that first rip of a single. I saw Jose Ramirez strike out on a slider, and then the next slider he saw, he hit a grand slam. That's a highlight. Of course, none of the highlights are ours outside of MJ and the Cuban defector guy playing for us. That's the story. A live ketchup, mustard, and relish race. That's got to be worth something. And the best thing was Will Brennan chucking balls to the two dozen kids screaming his name. There was even Will Brennan jerseys, really? You know, so nice. That was cool. That was
nice.
That was cool. Awesome. It's still baseball. It's a beautiful game.
My man. Hey, Roger, thank you very much for placing that phone call. That's the way you pick up the boys and girls. Way to go. The Naylor brothers, Josh and Bo, that's certainly neat. It is unfortunate that half of Bo Naylor's career base hits came tonight. His OPS went up about 300 points tonight. It was warm. MJ going up against his buddy. Jose Ramirez, I've just seen him hit that home run and those grand slams way too many times over the past decade. But I appreciate the little, appreciate the positivity. 103 was the heat index at first pitch. And it's only going to get warmer, right? The rest of this homestand's going to be brutal out here. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Okay, so ask him about Matt Quatrero. To me, that's something that he'll pass off on J.J. Piccolo, as he should, right? You hire J.J. to be the general manager, to be the executive vice president of player personnel. He's got a big old title. Yeah, that might come up. That might come up. Appreciate it, Will. Royals lose 14-1. Want to thank our proud sponsor, Rawhide Harley Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. You know what? I mean, reading these statistics, it's, you know, just like kicking a dead horse, but you know, this one jumped out to me as I look at my game notes. Royals batting .121 in the last three games. Three runs on 11 hits in the last three games combined. Those 11 hits are the fewest in a three-game span. In 17 years, more than 17 years. Got to go back to early April of 2006. Boy, man, anytime you're bringing up 05, 06, you know things are getting UGLY. Royals, 22-58. Tomorrow is the midway point of the season. Zach Greinke on the hill. Someone on the text line's writing in saying, why are the Royals giving the ball to Zach Greinke? Who do you want them to give the ball to? Huh? Text line? You don't want Greinke? Okay. Well, who do you want to run out there? Have you been paying? No, you haven't been paying attention. Why do I acknowledge stupidity like that. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you don't pitch Greinke? Oh, okay. Well, let's bring in this great starting pitcher that, well, we've just been leaving him in Omaha because things are going so well. What? 14-1 was the final score. We'll take our final quick timeout. What do you want to know tomorrow from John Sherman? Let me know on the text line. It also will help the guys in the morning, Fesco and Kling, give them an idea of what you're looking for when you hear from the owner and CEO tomorrow morning, 9:30, right here on your home for Royals baseball for more than 15 summers now. We are 610 Sports Radio, and we get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's postgame show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Royals get slapped around by the Guardians. 14-1 is the final score. Now, before I read this text, or at least bring up the statistic that was brought up from this texter, let me first acknowledge the AAA team for the Royals is 3 games above 500. The low A team for the Royals is 7 games above 500. The low-A ball club, that's where Frank Mazzucato and Ben Kuderna, Shane Panzini, it's where David Sandlin was. You have some nice pitchers down there. Triple-A team, they have a winning record as well. Okay, so you understand that? Tonight, as the texter points out, the Royals, combined with their 4 minor league affiliates, surrendered 54 runs. They were outscored by a total of 38 runs. Outscored 54-16 today. Tough night for the organization. Tough night for the big league club as they fall to 22-58. So tomorrow morning, 9:30, live on 610 Sports Radio, Royals owner and CEO John Sherman will address the media. I'll be out there. Kansas City's finest media members will be out there as well. I'm sure the big dogs are going to be out, the Gregorians and McDowells, the columnists and whatnot. What do you want me to ask? Because I know they're all geared up to talk about the stadium, and all I want to talk about is baseball. My main focus is, my main question will be, can you deliver a winner for this city without the city delivering a stadium? Yes or no? I want to know from you, what else should I be asking? Use me. What do you want me to ask the owner of your favorite baseball team? Got a few written down right now, including what's been the most disappointing aspect of this endlessly disappointing season. Text line 913-586-7610, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. From the 785, Vern, ask him if there's any scenario where he could envision moving the team to a different city. All right, I like that one. I would say I'm 99% sure he would say that ain't happening. From the 816, Vern, I want to know why. Okay. Vern, I want to know why he thinks his team deserves a new stadium. History shows that even a new stadium doesn't help a team win. This team has talent, though, Vern. What they don't have is any cohesiveness remotely resembling the 2015 Royals. And I blame the coaching. Okay. You blame the coaching. Let's see. You know what? I'm not going to make fun of anybody. So you're telling me that when you watch this team, you go, yeah, you know what? Yeah, there's talent here, which I'm not arguing. There's no doubt there's talent, sure. Talent mustered 5 hits tonight, 2 of them coming from Drew Waters. The only RBI, by the way, came off of the bat of Freddie Fermin, who wasn't even in the starting lineup. Came in once the white flag was waved and Salvador Perez was removed from the game. But shout out Freddie Fermin. Love that guy. Love that ball player. Just, if I could have 26 guys with the attitude, energy, efforts of Freddie Fermin, I think the team would be a little bit better than 22 and 58. Just a little. Because energy and effort's only going to get you so far. It does come down to talent. But you're telling me you watch this team and you say, you know what's missing? If you put Ned and Dave Island and Don Wakamatsu, they would bring, what'd you say, cohesiveness. And all right. Yeah, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe if this team was more cohesive. What does that even mean? I mean, I know what cohesive means. You think these guys don't get along? Don't pull for each other? They don't play winning baseball, no doubt. Yeah, I agree. No, you don't see them passing the baton and keeping the line moving. Because that's really tough to do. It's tough to get base hits and walks and pass the baton and keep the line moving, especially when you show up to the ballpark knowing if we don't put 7 runs on the board, we got no chance. I mean, look at the lineup. How many of these guys do you think show up to the ballpark confident in who they are as a big leaguer? Salvi? Matt Duffy? That's it. So two of your starters, in my opinion, drive to the ballpark knowing who they are, what they need to do for themselves and for their team to get ready to perform at a high level. They've done it before. They know what they need to do. And they're comfortable with it. Confident in who they are. Who else can you say that about? Bobby and Garcia, they're 23. Garcia's in his first full season. He looks confident. Carries himself, as does Bobby Witt Jr. These guys are uber-talented ball players. But much like you and me, you still have those seeds of doubt inside your head that when things aren't going right, they go, you're not good enough for this. MJ Melendez, Edward Olivares, Drew Waters, Samad Taylor, Nicky Lopez. You think any of those guys are confident in who they are for this team? I don't. That's just my opinion. But I don't think, and it's not a knock on them, it's a very difficult game that they are, I mean, outside of Nicky Lopez, they're all green. And Nicky Lopez, you know, I'm sure he's battling internally as well. Man, I feel like I'm an everyday ball player, but I can't get a chance to save my life. And when I do get out there, I take a 92-mile-per-hour fastball off the hand and have to leave. And oh, by the way, tonight was Nicky Lopez's 500th career game. He becomes the 51st person in Royals franchise history to reach 500 games in Royal Blue. Congratulations to Nicky Lopez. You heard Matt Quatrero tell Annie Rogers moments ago that no fracture, x-rays came back negative, so hopefully that's good news moving forward. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Ty in Sedalia. Ty, you're on the postgame show as the Royals lose by a baker's dozen.
You know, I kind of have a question for Josh Sherman, for Sherman tomorrow. Is why don't we use that $1 billion for the stadium and free agency to get players to help improve this team and help improve the pitching and help get an experience lining in the batting.
And CEO tomorrow morning, 9:30, right here on your home for Royals baseball for more than 15 summers now. We are 610 Sports Radio, and we get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Royals get slapped around by the Guardians. 14-1 is the final score. Now, before I read this text, or at least bring up the statistic that was brought up from this texter, let me first acknowledge the AAA team for the Royals is three games above 500. The low A team for the Royals is seven games above 500. The low A ball club, that's where Frank Mazzucato and Ben Kuderna, Shane Panzini, it's where David Sandlin was. You have some nice pitchers down there. AAA team, they have a winning record as well. Okay, so you understand that? Tonight, as a texter points out, the Royals, combined with their four minor league affiliates, surrendered 54 runs. They were outscored by a total of 38 runs, outscored 54-16 today. Tough night for the organization, tough night for the big league club as they fall to 22-58. So tomorrow morning, 9:30, live on 610 Sports Radio, Royals owner and CEO John Sherman will address the media. I'll be out there. Kansas City's finest media members will be out there as well. I'm sure the big dogs are going to be out, the Gregorians and McDowells, the columnists and whatnot. What do you want me to ask? Because I know they're all geared up to talk about the stadium, and all I want to talk about is baseball. My main focus is, my main question will be, can you deliver a winner for this city without the city delivering a stadium? Yes or no? I want to know from you, what else should I be asking? Use me. What do you want me to ask the owner of your favorite baseball team? Got a few written down right now, including what's been the most disappointing aspect of this endlessly disappointing season. Text line 913-586-7610. The Jays Southland Tow Service text line. From the 785, Vern, ask him if there's any scenario where he could envision moving the team to a different city. All right, I like that one. I would say I'm 99% sure he would say that ain't happening. From the 816, Vern, I want to know why. Okay. Vern, I want to know why he thinks his team deserves a new stadium. History shows that even a new stadium doesn't help a team win. This team has talent, though, Vern. What they don't have is any cohesiveness remotely resembling the 2015 Royals. And I blame the coaching. Okay. You blame the coaching. Let's see. You know what? I'm not going to make fun of anybody. So you're telling me that when you watch this team, you go, man, you know what? Yeah, there's talent here, which I'm not arguing. There's no doubt there's talent, sure. Talent mustered five hits tonight, two of them coming from Drew Waters. The only RBI, by the way, came off of the bat of Freddie Fermin, who wasn't even in the starting lineup. Came in once the white flag was waved and Salvador Perez was removed from the game. But shout out Freddie Fermin. Love that guy. Love that ball player. Just, if I could have 26 guys with the attitude, energy, effort of Freddie Fermin, I think the team would be a little bit better than 22-58. Just a little. Because energy and effort's only going to get you so far. It does come down to talent. But you're telling me you watch this team and you say, you know what's missing? If you put Ned and Dave Island and Don Wakamatsu, they would bring, what'd you say, cohesiveness And all right. Yeah, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe if this team was more cohesive. What does that even mean? I mean, I know what cohesive means. You think these guys don't get along? Don't pull for each other? They don't play winning baseball, no doubt. Yeah, I agree. No, you don't see them passing the baton and keeping the line moving. Because that's really tough to do. It's tough to get base hits and walks and pass the baton and keep the line moving, especially when you show up to the ballpark knowing if we don't put 7 runs on the board, we got no chance. I mean, look at the lineup. How many of these guys do you think show up to the ballpark confident in who they are as a big leaguer? Salvi? Matt Duffy? That's it. So 2 of your starters, in my opinion, drive to the ballpark knowing who they are, what they need to do for themselves and for their team to get ready to perform at a high level. They've done it before. They know what they need to do. And they're comfortable with it. Confident in who they are. Who else can you say that about? Bobby and Garcia, they're 23. Garcia's in his first full season. He looks confident. Carries himself, as does Bobby Witt Jr. These guys are uber-talented ball players, but much like you and me, you still have those seeds of doubt inside your head that when things aren't going right, they go, you're not good enough for this. MJ Melendez, Edward Olivares, Drew Waters, Samad Taylor, Nicky Lopez. You think any of those guys are confident in who they are for this team? I don't. That's just my opinion. But I don't think, and it's not a knock on them, it's a very difficult game that they are, I mean, outside of Nicky Lopez, they're all green. And Nicky Lopez, you know, I'm sure he's battling internally as well. Man, I feel like I'm an everyday ball player, but I can't get a chance to save my life. And when I do get out there, I take a 92-mile-per-hour fastball off the hand and have to leave. And oh, by the way, tonight was Nicky Lopez's 500th career game. He becomes the 51st person in Royals franchise history to reach 500 games in Royal Blue. Congratulations to Nicky Lopez. You heard Matt Quatrero tell Annie Rogers moments ago that no fracture, x-rays came back negative, so hopefully that's good news moving forward. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Ty in Sedalia. Ty, you're on the postgame show as the Royals lose by a baker's dozen.
You know, I kind of have a question for Sherman tomorrow. Is why don't we use that $1 billion for the stadium and free agency to get players to help improve this team and help improve the pitching and help get an experience lining in the batting lineup? Because, I mean, you look at this lineup, I mean, Salvi is pretty much the only really experienced guy, unless of when you put Matt Duffy in there, but he's not an everyday guy. And I guess Nicky Lopez, I kind of want to see him use some of this $1 billion and getting experienced players and some good pitching so we could go into this next season actually be confident in this team. And, you know, into this game, you know, there's kind of a couple of positives, you know. Shout out Drew Waters, multi-hit game, and also I believe also drew a walk. I think probably that was the maybe the only positive really for the Royals today.
Yeah, yeah, Freddie Fermin as well. Right. You know, Jose Kwas at a scoreless eighth inning. Ty, I appreciate it, man. Way to look for the positives. Now. You know, as far as this $1 billion, let's remember John Sherman and the rest of the ownership group have already spent $1 billion to buy the darn team. But Make sure you're listening tomorrow morning, 9:30, to hear what John Sherman has to say. Is the CEO and owner of this Royals organization. It'll be interesting to hear if we learn anything new pertaining to the stadium, and I'll be interested in his thoughts on this ball club that now sits 36 games below 500. Game number 81 comes your way tomorrow afternoon. It's a 1:10 first pitch as Zach Greinke squares off with Shane Bieber. A 1:10 first pitch. On Deck Show begins live from Craft and Draft. If you want to see me sweating bullets for 30 minutes, come on out to Craft and Draft. Talk some Royals baseball. And if you're not coming out to the ballpark tomorrow, be listening. Your chance to win Royals tickets for the Bo Jackson bobblehead giveaway. And again, John Sherman, tomorrow morning, 9:30, right here on 610 Sports Radio. Chris Unocero, thanks for the help. Do it again tomorrow. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.